Fantastic. I've never sung that Christmas carol before. I don't know if you ever have, but what a timely and great message. Thank you, Ryan and team, for leading us. Well, I was standing at the back tonight and thinking, you know, on that first Christmas, there was no room at the inn. And in 2016, there's no room at the Polish Community Center. So I'm really glad that you're here. A special welcome to neighbors and friends from our area that are here. Really glad that you are here. Well, today is Christmas Eve, or as men know it, the day you start your Christmas shopping. This is a night like no other. There is an excitement in the air. Do you feel it? It's an evening of anticipation, especially for kids. If you're a kid, Christmas Eve is the best night of the entire year. And if you're an adult, if you're a big kid, Christmas Eve, I've always felt, is a time to just kind of take a deep breath. Because let's face it, the lead up to Christmas is pretty full. There's school events, and there's work parties, and there's your spouse's work party, and there's decorating, and there's meal planning, and for some of you, there's travel. Oh yeah, and then there's that most stressful thing of all, Christmas shopping. We believe that Christmas is about giving, and so we go to great lengths to try to find something thoughtful, something meaningful, something that expresses the value of our relationship with others. And so this week, like many Vancouverites, you probably ventured out. You braved the snow. Hey, snow in Vancouver, that's quite a thing. You battled long lines and busy stores. Why? Because Christmas is about giving, right? So we go to great lengths to try to find something. I remember one year, many years ago, many Christmases ago, this was going to be the first Christmas that I was together with Brandy, who would later be my wife. We had just met the previous summer, and this was our first Christmas together, and so I needed to pick a winner when it came to the Christmas present. I couldn't afford for this to be a dud. I didn't want her to open the present and say something like, oh, this is interesting. You know, when they say that, that's a bad sign. Just a little tip for you over the next day or so if that happens to you. I wanted to find something that expressed the meaning and the value and the importance of our relationship, at least to me. And Brandy had given me a hint. She had hinted that she would like a sweater. That's not an easy gift to get, is it? So friends, over the next day or so, I conducted the largest, the most extensive search for a sweater in the history of mankind. I was living in Edmonton at the time, and so I went to one of the largest shopping centers, West Edmonton Mall, 800 and some stores, and I went to every women's clothing store and looked at every sweater. I'm not even joking. And I narrowed it down to about the top six or eight. And then I circled around for round two to try to narrow it down and get that perfect sweater. Well, Christmas Day came, and guess what? It worked. She opened it to great joy and delight. She said, I love it. And she would eventually marry me, no doubt, because of that sweater. Christmas is about giving, and so we go to great lengths to give, don't we? Surely giving is a good thing. Gets our focus off of ourselves onto someone else. Surely the world could use more giving. But I wonder, friends, I wonder this Christmas, if giving isn't the easy part. If when we give, we kind of feel in charge, we feel a sense of control, we can decide who we're going to give to, what we're going to give, how much we're going to spend. Maybe the harder part is receiving. Maybe the harder part is to receive a gift where we have very little control over what's given to us and receive it with gratitude, to receive it with humility. My family learned this lesson about how hard it can be to just simply to receive a gift when I was about 9 or 10 years old. Any 9 or 10 year olds? When I was 9 or 10, our Christmas Eve started out like most others, like yours. We went to church and we sang Christmas carols. And when I was 9, that special moment came where we sang Silent Night, like we're going to do in a few moments, and I got to hold my own candle as long as I promised not to burn the church down or to hold it too close to the lady in front of us who had particularly big hair with lots of hairspray in it. And later that evening, we went home and we enjoyed a special meal that my mom had prepared. We went to the living room where our Christmas tree was. And my dad read the Christmas story. And then, out of the blue, something unexpected happened. At about 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve, we looked at each other. Who is coming to our house at 9 o'clock on Christmas? Wait, is there something wrong with our chimney? That was my first thought. Someone is knocking at our front door. Who could it be? Well, we went over and opened the door, and in came two finely dressed Vietnamese gentlemen, with both of them with arms full of gifts, smiles on their faces. I didn't at first recognize them, but as they came in and put the gifts down and brought warm Christmas greetings, I realized who it was. It was Min and Vin. Two brothers, two refugees from Vietnam, who had come to our city, Edmonton, a few months before. They had settled there as refugees, and our church had tried to help them get settled. My dad had volunteered to take them around and to try to find them jobs, and I tagged along. And here they were, unexpectedly, on Christmas Eve, bearing gifts. And they came in, and we visited for a moment, and we were glad to hear that Min and Vin were doing well. They were learning English. They were working. They were happy. And they motioned to the gifts that they brought, and we opened them. And then came this awkward moment. Even though I was 9, I knew exactly what was going on, and I felt it myself. This awkward, even embarrassing moment came. Why? Because we didn't have anything for them. It was 9 o'clock. Shoppers Drug Mart was already closed. And in those moments of wondering, what would we do? Because Christmas is about giving, right? But what do you do when you can't give? When you don't have anything to give? Oh, I wish we had some gifts stored away somewhere for an occasion just such as this. Maybe, though I'd never admit it, maybe we would have felt that giving something back would have evened the scales, so to speak. But we had nothing. And on that Christmas evening, when they shared gifts with us and we had nothing to give back, what could we do? What could we do except to savor this moment and realize that they were here because they wanted to give us something? What could we do except to realize that they were here giving a gift as an expression of the value of our friendship with them? What could we do that Christmas Eve except to open our hands, to open our hearts, and to receive? 2,000 years ago, God surprised the world one winter evening. He surprised the world with a gift. Few were expecting this gift, at least in the way that it came. God was the giver, and the gift was Jesus Christ. The ultimate gift God gave to bring light into a dark world. God gave to bring hope to a world that was short on hope. And on that winter evening, the only response of Mary and Joseph was to open their hands and open their hearts, to savor this moment. The only response that the shepherds could give would be to open their hands and open their hearts and say, wow. Is Christmas about giving? You bet it is. It's about God who gives. And our job is to open our hands and open our hearts and to receive. That Christmas when I was 8 or 9, the best thing that I could have given Min or Vin was to receive what they wanted to give me. And the best thing that you can do this Christmas, the best gift you can give God, is to open your heart and to receive the gift that God wants to give you. The Bible puts it this way: God so loved the world, He so wanted to show the world His desire for relationship, that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes, whoever accepts, whoever receives Him will never perish, but will have eternal life. Will you open your hands and open your heart to Jesus again this Christmas? You might say, what does it look like to receive Christ, to receive this gift that God is giving me? Well, the only thing I know how to do, the best first step, is to simply tell God you want to accept His gift, to simply say a short prayer that expresses the desire of your heart, to say, God, more than anything this Christmas, more than wanting to give, help me to take a deep breath and to remember that you have given yourself to the world and to me. Help me to receive this gift you've given. Help me to unwrap this gift, to explore it. Put me on a journey to know what Christmas really means. Come into my life again. If this prayer expresses the desire of your heart, then will you pray it with me silently in your own mind and heart? God, thank you for the gift of Jesus at Christmas. This Christmas, more than anything, I want to receive you. I want to discover the meaning of why you came for me, Jesus. Help me to unwrap this gift. Help me to discover how much you desire to be in relationship with me. This Christmas, I want to open my heart and receive you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.